News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Minnesota is among a coalition of 25 states suing the Trump administration for suspending SNAP benefits. Over 400,000 Minnesotans receive Supplemental Nutrition and Assistance Program funds. As the government shutdown drags on, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will be out of funds for SNAP benefits starting next month. But Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the other plaintiffs say that the USDA is illegally suspending benefits. They point to billions in SNAP-specific contingency funds that have long been set aside by Congress. A news release from Ellison says the Trump administration is making a deliberate, illegal, and inhumane choice to not fund SNAP. He says Trump's USDA is, quote, using hungry children as bargaining chips in the fight over the government shutdown. Democrats have blocked Republican bills to temporarily fund the government. Leaders say they want Republicans to negotiate on a bipartisan compromise for expiring health insurance tax credits. A politicized notice posted earlier this week on the USDA website blamed Senate Democrats for the suspension of benefits. Pequot Lakes-based Lakes Area Food Shelf has announced it will open a branch to serve Brainerd and Baxter. The announcement comes as food shelves across the state brace themselves for increased need. Chelsea Perkins shares the details.
The organization says the decision to pursue expansion comes from discussions with Brainerd area nonprofits aimed at addressing growing food insecurity. According to data collected by the food shelf, nearly 200 households served are from Brainerd and Baxter, compared to about 120 from Pequot. Tammy Larson is the director of the food shelf. She says area healthcare organizations serving communities across north central Minnesota send their low-income patients there as well.
Right now, about 38% of our shoppers are coming from Brainerd and further. To go to a food shelf that has nutrient-dense food, that has good hours, but also is like a no-questions-asked. We serve everybody who needs food.
For many people, this means a round trip of 50 miles or more.
It's too hard to see those shoppers traveling so far with cars that aren't necessarily dependable. They don't necessarily have the gas money. Many of them will leave their car running for fear that it might not start.
Currently, the Salvation Army operates the only food shelf in Brainerd. The food shelf there limits visits to once every 30 days, according to the organization's website. Lakes Area Food Shelf is in the process of finalizing a space with the cost of expansion estimated to be $1.7 million. A target date for opening the new facility is early April 2026. Visit KAXE.org for more information on how to get involved. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Governor Tim Walz announced Monday additional state support for Minnesota food shelves with SNAP aid close to running out. But he warns it won't be enough, and aid groups have tips for people organizing to help in their communities. It's expected that already stressed food shelves will see even more demand. Stephanie De La Hose of the group Move for Hunger says if you're inspired to mobilize your neighbors and collect items, it's best to call the local food shelf first and see what's needed.
Your local food pantry might have just gotten a huge donation of boxed mashed potatoes, and you might think you're doing something great by putting together all these sides for Thanksgiving and asking people for boxed mashed potatoes, but that's not really the need.
Standard best practices still apply, including gathering or donating non-perishable food items or giving money directly to the food shelf. That way, the staff has more purchasing power for items like fresh produce and meat. De La Hose says if you have the means and are planning a major buy at a grocery store, it's still better to donate the money because your dollars won't stretch as far. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Upper Red Lake walleye anglers will be allowed a 4-fish possession limit this winter, with one walleye longer than 17 inches allowed. The open water limit was 5 fish this year, but the DNR says it's dropping the bag limit to 4 because the winter fishery is so popular. Fall netting showed the walleye population is in excellent shape, and the lake is full of fish of all sizes. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.